On Monday, Frieri Charter School in Center City, Philadelphia will hold its high school graduation. The keynote speaker is Alea Eastman, a rising senior at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. It's now been 4 months since a gunman entered Eastman's high school and began firing into her Holocaust history class. She and other survivors have become powerful voices for gun reform and continue to crisscross the country urging change. Alea Eastman, welcome to Newsworks Tonight.
Thank you.
So on Monday, you're going to address students who are actually one grade above you at Frieri Charter School. And I guess that makes you the rare keynote speaker who's going to be younger than the graduates themselves. And I'm curious what your message is going to be.
I'm just going to tell them my experience and just let them know that I'm so proud of them and I'm happy that they're graduating. And I just want them to stay positive no matter what they experience in their neighborhoods and that I'm with them no matter what.
Do you ever want to take a break from this work, this activism, and just sort of return to whatever would be a sense of normalcy
at
this point? Really?
Oh, yeah. Like, I feel like there's once a week where I'm just so exhausted and just want to be normal again and experience what I should be experiencing at the age of 17. But I can't just give up, because if I do, then I'm going to tell myself what was my purpose of surviving that day. And I feel like the work that I'm doing was my purpose, so I have to continue no matter what.
Since February 14th, I imagine that people who introduce you in interviews like this probably introduce you as a survivor of this horrific shooting. And I'm wondering, does that ever bother you to be kind of defined by this horrible thing that happened in your life? Do you ever just get sick of people talking about it to you?
No, because I am an actual survivor, and I do identify myself with that word because that's exactly how I feel. So there are times where it's like, okay, I think you know what I experienced that day. Why do I have to tell you? But I get it, and I don't really get bothered by being called a survivor because that's how I feel.
I actually had the privilege during the National School Walkout of spending some time with the students from Frieri, and I think they were wondering why it took a mass shooting in Parkland to spark outrage about gun violence when a lot of them live with that threat every day and they've lost loved ones. I imagine that's something you think will come up on Monday when you speak to the students here in Philadelphia. And how do you have that conversation with them? Because it seems like you really do sympathize with that point.
Yeah, I'm just going to tell them that I agree with them 110%, because I get it. I lost my uncle to gun violence in an urban community 15 years ago, and that never got any airtime. But as soon as the tragedy at my school happened, it was on the news for 2-3 weeks, nearly a month, but they never want to give urban communities that same amount of attention. So I'm going to tell them that I do agree with them and I understand. And that's why I'm trying to push my voice out to give them that voice.
As you've done this work, the interviews and the speeches, how have you changed personally? Like, are there aspects of your personality or your character that you've noticed start to change as you do this work and you put yourself out there?
Yeah. Before everything, I was shy. I hated talking to even a group of 3 people. Like, I didn't like to present projects in front of a class. But after March for Our Lives, speaking in front of over 800,000 people, I'm fearless. Like, I can talk in front of any amount of people. And that is the main thing that changed about me, is me being shy. I'm not shy anymore. I'm very open, and I feel like I can do anything now.
Thanks so much, Alea, for being with us, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Alea Eastman is a rising senior at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. On Monday, she'll be speaking in Philadelphia at the graduation ceremony for Frieri Charter High School.